Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season and enjoy getting the nutrition you need. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
There are a lot of controversies at Christmas, and it can get very political among families very quickly. It can, for many, it is a time of connection, but it can also bring a lot of tension, stress and emotional strain within families. And joining me now is Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author, with some practical guidance on navigating challenging family dynamics. Morning, Stella.
Hi there.
We were just talking in the break that one of the bigger things is the politics of where to go for Christmas and who wants a piece of you.
Yeah, there's often kind of traditions are laid down generally by whichever sibling has children first. Mm-hmm. They get in there first and they create the kind of structure. And then suddenly it becomes like a rebellion to want to change that structure. And they were there first, so they kind of have precedence. But it can be very fraught. And it became very fraught over COVID because people didn't agree with other people's way of doing COVID. And families actually really kind of, it became quite divisive at that point. And since then, there's been a kind of a notable strain in my work, I've noticed, around how you're doing Christmas, whether you're going to your mother's, who's going where and when are they going. And more and more and more, which never, like 20 years ago, it was never an issue. Politics have kind of seeped into the conversation and the issues around your siblings. It's interesting, your sibling relationship is the longest relationship you'll have in your life.
Yeah.
And it's kind of extraordinary how different our siblings are to each other. Like, it's like we came from this, we had the same childhood secrets, we had the same childhood games and laughs, we had the same knowing look to each other about mom and dad and what they were doing. And yet we trotted off into the adulthood and became very different people. Mm. And we almost feel like a sense of betrayal if your siblings don't come from the same place you do politically or value-wise or belief-wise. It seems to go a lot deeper than if your mates don't.
And I think at Christmas time in particular, especially if you're talking about maybe going back to the family home, people tend to revert to type a little bit, don't they? That you go back, you almost regress to the roles you had when you were a kid.
Oh, unbelievably. The oldest becomes the bossy one who tells you what's what. The youngest is like, yeah, why are we doing this? This is stupid. So our ability to revert back to our sibling birth order and our birth role. And, you know, for some people, that's fine. But some people wear the scapegoat. And they're furious. They're literally ready to throw the table over because they're still being called the scapegoat when they prove themselves 8 times over in adulthood that they are a good, decent, hardworking person. So it can be, you know, I met a guy just at a Christmas thing last night, and he was saying, and my family still don't see that I'm a success. And the guy was a roaring success.
Right.
But they still think he's the dope who didn't do his leaving cert.
Okay. You know? It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you just, that level of success. And then that can bubble over when there's any sort of a thing. I suppose, how is it best to approach that question? And a lot of the time it's not out of something bad. It's just like, oh, do you want to spend Christmas here? And you might have 2 different people in your life that you like a lot saying that. It's quite hard to manage those expectations.
Incredibly hard. And people will have either managed or mismanaged them over the last few weeks and think it's too late now.
Yeah. Well, tips for 2026 Christmas, maybe.
Yeah. I do. What my big point here would be get in early with your decision, even though I don't like over planning and I don't like future planning. And when somebody asks me in September or October, I'm like, just get away from me. Yeah. I'll tell you
in December.
I'm not making that decision. I do think in some level, the more you realize for yourself what sort of Christmas you like, the better, because otherwise it'll be managed for you. So if you don't want an ultra-organized Christmas with loads of people around, figure it out now so that you can say in future Christmases, I'll do whatever, I'll be nice, I'll be good, but in future Christmases, I'll have my own type.
Mm.
Figure that out now rather than festering through Christmas. Just make a plan for next Christmas and do what you said you'd do this year, you know.
And this is all us talking about people who are lucky enough to have a family to go to and people to go to for Christmas. And I often think if alcohol were a time of year, it would be Christmas, because it tends to enhance emotions for better and worse. And if you're in a great place, you're probably going to have a great Christmas. And if you're not, you're not. We were talking earlier in the show about these restrictions on visitors that are going to be in hospitals because of the flu season. We had one texter getting in touch on that, saying he'd been a hospital patient numerous times and having multiple visitors can be really taxing. In his opinion, a one visitor rule should apply all the time, and that you just don't have that, I suppose, drag on you at this time of year. But if you are in that place where it could be loss, could be grief, it could be whatever, that you're not feeling it this Christmas, have you any advice for getting through that? Because it feels bad almost to push people away. It's a very complicated emotion when you're not into Christmas for a year, for whatever reason.
I'm really glad you brought that up. I really do think there's a lot of people get kind of topple into kind of a, I won't say depressed, but really down point. So there's kind of two kind of divisions in this kind of response. One is the people who just feel down because they think we're not doing Christmas right. We look at Instagram, look at Facebook and everybody else. We're not killing it. We're not doing it right. We just seem to row and bicker and get at each other. And, you know, honestly, I would say free yourself from that. The mess is in the, you know, the magic's in the mess. Leave yourself out on that. Most of us are bickering and that's perfectly fine. Try and grab some fun in the midst of it all. That's okay. But people can feel that, the comparisons that are brought about by those crazed pictures online of happy families in their pajamas and all this sort of stuff. It's kind of crazy town that, oh, we're all so happy all the time, off we skip.
And often people who post that are not very happy but want people to think they are.
But it's very convincing because you're looking at it going, how do they do it?
Yeah.
How do they look so immaculate when my own house is like upended? So there is that. That's an issue. But the other issue is people who are actually in the middle of a mental health crisis or in the middle of real pressure. And I really wanted to say to those people, give yourself a break. You don't have to pull Christmas off this year. You can kind of say all bets are off. You don't have to say, we'll get it together for the Christmas dinner. It's like when there's a crisis in the family, people become ultra determined to do what we always did.
Mm.
And I really genuinely think, give yourself a free pass. You know, do whatever you need to do. It doesn't have to be a great Christmas dinner. You can cobble something together. You'd be much better off giving yourself a free pass this year and acknowledging we're up against it, we're on the ropes, than trying your damnedest to do what you always do. And the tension around that can just create a huge row.
Mm.
So, you know, I'd really, really say give yourself a break. I do think more people than ever before are going to have Christmas on their own. It's really noticeable. I meet it. One thing that's kind of nice is many people have this year said it to me quite freely. Oh, no, I'm on my own. I'm taking it on my own. So people are kicking back. It used to be a stigma.
Yeah.
But a lot more people are actually just saying, nah, I'm out. Like, I'm not going to do Christmas with other people.
Do you think a bit of that is putting on a brave face and sort of trying to put to the world that, yeah, I'm on my own and I'm fine? Or that people are actually saying, yeah, look, I'm on my own this year. It's what I prefer to do.
Bit of both. I think years ago, it was always an issue. I've always noticed it in my work that people would be saying that quietly that they were going to be on their own. And that's in the, you know, confines of psychotherapeutic process. But nowadays, it seems to be said more in public. And I'm like, that's an interesting shift. It's a sad shift that societally it's become more acceptable.
Mm.
But it has become more. It's sad that many more people are on their own and therefore it's become more acceptable.
Yeah.
But also, I always hated the idea of people pretending they weren't on their own and they were on their own. That seemed really poignant.
Mm.
So there's two ways. They do some gorgeous kind of charity meals where you can help out at, you know, for charities, feeding the homeless. And I really encourage that. Or if you are on your own, get outside, go for a walk. If at all possible, go into nature. Just remembering the universality of the largeness of life.
Yeah.
Rather than just kind of rolling over and scrolling and eating chocolate. attack the day on some level, you know, and get outside if you can. Maybe, you know, things like a mass, and I don't have the gift of faith, and I don't believe in God, but something like the coming together of mass is good for the soul.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not sure I believe there is a soul, it's good for the heart. It's good for us. If you're going to be very solitary, to get out and just see the humanity, there's something about meeting other people that is kind of calming when we're very lonely.
There is, and I think there's something very strong about what you're saying in making that Christmas your own, and it might be getting away from where you usually had it. If you've lost somebody, or if there's something going on in the family, a lot of people spend it abroad or spend it in a hotel now, you know, and make a celebration of it that way. I know 2 years ago I had cancer, we couldn't see anybody. And myself and my wife had a lovely day. We laughed, we cried, we made a lovely, extravagant meal for two and just made a time of it. And I think that's probably key to getting through a tough time, no matter what you're doing at this Christmas. Stella O'Mahony, thank you so much. Have a great Christmas yourself.
You too.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Savor the season knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.